all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, that the power of sin has been broken over our lives, and that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, today we offer the sacrifice of praise. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you and we magnify your name. God, you've been good to us. And we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your long suffering, oh God. And Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, oh God. I thank you for the gifts of healing, the anointing for healing sickness and disease and infirmity being released and activated in the lives of believers in the body of Christ. I pray, Lord God, that you would send forth a refreshing, that you would send forth a revival, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you would stir in the hearts of the pastors and the lay members, Lord, that they begin to pray for a revival, oh God, that you would send revival to the church here in the Pacific Northwest, that you would raise up a ministry, Lord, of Jew and Gentiles coming together, messianic congregation, walking and flowing in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. I thank you for releasing your warring angels, oh God, to push back the forces of darkness over this area and over this region, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, that the strong man of mind control and perversion and doubt and unbelief will be bound in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. I thank you, Lord God, for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression and anxiety in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for setting people free from the spirit of trauma. From the spirit of trauma in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for people being released from the false Holy Spirit. False Holy Spirit. God, I thank you for setting people free from that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for setting people free from the spirit of deception. From every spirit of deception being broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you for setting people free from the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, let your people be free from the spirit of unbelief in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you for blessing your people, Lord God, those that need the financial miracle, the financial breakthrough. Father, I pray that it would be granted in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, those that are seeking employment and seeking promotions, God, give them favor with the hiring managers. And God, give them favor with the committees, Lord God, that they will receive the promotion, that they would walk in it. Those that are seeking homes, God, I pray that the homes will be, that they will be blessed with the homes at the right price. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing diabetes. God, I thank you for healing type 1 and type 2. Everybody's been diagnosed. I thank you for a new creative pancreas for those that need a pancreas, God. I thank you for that healing manifesting and taking place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for setting people free from the spirit of nicotine addiction. Those that are struggling with nicotine addiction, I bind the spirit of nicotine. I command you to lead them and to let them go now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for every person that is struggling with pornography. I command that spirit to be broken, the generational curse of perversion to be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command you to come out of their eye gate. Come out of their eye gate now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus cleansing their eye gate, cleansing their hands as well in Jesus' mighty name. And God, I thank you for taking away that longing and that desire to be caught up in that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you for victory. And I pray that your blessing will be upon this teaching today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and I'm just grateful and thankful that God is good. He's worthy to be praised. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight. Amen. I give you a chapter and verse. I'm blessed that you tune in with us today. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. We're living in the last days, saints. Perilous times is here. The return of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. You know, our redemption is drawing nigh. It's an exciting time to be alive. You know, we have an opportunity to do great things for God and in his kingdom. And I'm just praying that each and every one of you is seeking the face of God. You know, we're in this series, Lord, show us your glory.
We were talking about the glory of the Lord, and we were in Ephesians chapter 4, talking about the fivefold ministry and the gifts that God has placed in the church, the apostolic ministry, the prophetic ministry, the pastoral, the evangelist, and the teacher, and how many mainline and many denominations and churches are not operating in those fivefold ministry, and the church is not operating in full power. You've heard me say this over and over again. We've had a man-centered teaching instead of Christ-centered. So, you know, we focus on man and not Christ, and we need to be preached and taught about who Jesus Christ is. You know, and we left off last week. We was in the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, so let's go there. And I remember leaving off, was talking about the fact that when Jesus called his apostles into ministry, his disciples into ministry, that he called them off of their jobs, and he called them off. And I said, a lot of times God will bring you out, call you out of something that you're familiar with, that you might begin to walk in the new. Because God has a divine purpose for you. I'm not telling you to go out and quit your job. And I'm saying when God calls you, when God directs you. And I was kind of sharing my testimony a little bit last week on myself, that when God, you know, the dreams and all the things that I had aspired to be, you know, as a young man, I wanted to play professional football, and I wanted to go to the Olympics as a track star. I was gifted athletically to do a lot of things. I was a gifted athlete, and it's amazing. A lot of times, you know, when I get back around my old friends and stuff, they remember the old athlete. And he said, man, we don't know why this guy didn't make it go to the NFL or didn't make it to the Olympics, because I was considered a phenom in track and field back in the day. But I can sit back and I look, and I was sharing with you last week, saints, on how God intervened and how God directed my path to bring me to the place to where I'm at. You know, I had goals, you know, all of the things that, you know, you hear the faith preachers and faith teaching and the self-help ministries and churches. And they talk about goals. I had all of those things. You know, I had my life mapped out. You know, I wanted to play professional football. I wanted to go to the Olympics. I wanted to be a multimillionaire by the time I was 30. I wanted to have my multimillion-dollar home overlooking the water. You know, I wanted to be driving this type of vehicle and all these type of things, you know, which were natural, earthly, fleshly things. You know, there were certain things I wanted to accomplish. But, you know, when God has his hand on your life, and you heard me say that the greatest privilege and honor is when God taps you and calls you in the ministry, or God taps you for a specific purpose to do a specific thing for him, is the highest privilege and the glory and honor. And something I want to share with you, I want to leave with you, saints, and something the Lord dropped in my spirit was, you know, you're going to be judged based upon what God called you to do. You can't be comparing yourself with anyone else or what they're called to do. You have to be diligent and steadfast with what God has called you to do. And as you are faithful to doing what God has called you to do, you will be rewarded based upon that act of obedience. Did you hear me, saints? Just like when God told Noah to build the ark, Noah's whole family was saved and Noah was blessed because he was obedient to what God had assigned him to do. Sometimes we look at our assignment, we don't see it as something being significant, but you have no idea of the lives that you're going to touch as a result of your act of obedience and doing it God's way and following God's calling. So if you might be struggling, saying, well, God, I don't really do a whole lot for you, God. If God tells you to pray for your pastor 10 minutes a day, you be faithful in doing that. If God tells you to clean the church, you be faithful in doing that. If God tells you to support a particular radio ministry, you be faithful in doing that until the Lord releases you from doing. God might tell you, you know, I need you to go out and pass tracks. You be faithful and obedient to doing that, and God will bless you and God will reward you for that. And it's not about comparing yourself with what other people are doing, but being obedient to what God has called you to do. Amen. Somebody needs to hear that out there. I guess I probably need to hear it myself. And realizing when God called them out of the ministry, he set them apart and he called them out in Mark chapter 1. They forsook their nets. And then we were talking about, we're in the series, Lord, Show Us Your Glory. The glory of the Lord was revealed through the healing and the deliverance ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. That when Jesus showed up, there was an engagement and he confronted the kingdom of darkness. And we discovered that when Jesus was in the wilderness, Jesus undid what Adam and Eve did in the garden. They had the most perfect environment, the most perfect circumstance, and the enemy was able to come in and to deceive them. But when the enemy showed up to try to deceive Jesus, Jesus used the word of God as his sword, as his weapon, to defeat the enemy. And there was an engagement. So the first engagement took place when Jesus basically showed up was in the wilderness, the temptation in the wilderness to undo what Adam and Eve did through their disobedience and their rebellion. And it says, you heard me say, Jesus came preaching the message of repentance. Repentance is not a negative message. Repentance is a good thing. I've learned, I tell people, you know what, repent before you go to sleep at night. If you go out and do something you know you shouldn't be doing, I say, ask God to forgive you. Repent. Say, Lord, forgive me for this. Forgive me for that. Forgive me for this thought, Lord. Forgive me for saying that. You have a repentant heart so that you maintain that relationship and that fellowship with God that's never broken, because we're going to make mistakes. You're going to stumble. You're going to fall. Now, eventually, you got to get to the place where you quit stumbling and you quit falling. But because we are human, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to miss it. Amen. We're going to say some things. We're going to do some things. We're going to think some things. But God is merciful to where we say that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Part of the problem that we have today with a lot of the contemporary preaching and teaching, we don't talk about repentance. We don't tell folk they need to repent. A lot of times people are not experiencing their breakthrough because they've not repented. They have issues in their lives, unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, hatred. And I'm going to say this, there's somebody out there that's listening right now. You're angry at God. And you need to forgive God because God didn't do it to you. There are many believers who are angry at God because they feel as though God was not there for them when they were molested, when they were raped, when they were beaten, or when their husband cheated on them, or when they lost a loved one. And if you are angry at God, you're angry at the one that can bring you out, that can bring you deliverance, that can bring you healing. Because people will say, how could a loving God allow this? And if you've lost a loved one, a child, a mother, son, daughter, spouse, whatever it might be, yes, it's a very hurtful thing, but to get angry at God and to blame God, it's not the way. That's what the enemy wants you to do. So you are listening today. You need to go to God and say, God, forgive me for being angry with you. God, forgive me for having that perception of you that I'm angry at you because of what happened to me. And I guarantee that when you say, Lord, forgive me for being angry with you, there is going to be a breaking. There's going to be a release in your life. And you will begin to walk in liberty and freedom in Christ that you've never experienced before. Amen. So, that's why we call it Straight From His Word, saints. So here we have the engagement once again in the Gospel of Mark. We see the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Mark chapter 1, verse number 21, the scripture says, and they went unto Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue, and he taught. And it says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as scribes. You see, Jesus spoke with authority. There wasn't a lot of hooping and hollering like we have today. We think that being loud and boisterous is equated with authority. No. A lot of it is nothing but the works of the flesh. I know. They said he spoke with authority because he knew who he was. He knew he was the Son of God. He knew he was God and manifested in the flesh. And when you're truly yielding and surrendering to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and you're full of the Holy Spirit of God, you will speak the word with authority. You don't have to scream. You don't have to holler. You don't have to be the loudest person in the room. You know, Pentecostals, we're guilty of that. You know, we want to be loud and we want to be heard three blocks away, screaming and hollering and shouting. You don't have to do that. The devil is not deaf. God help us, right? A lot of it is just flesh, just the works of flesh, trying to appear to be powerful and appear to have authority. You know, in my life, in my personal experience, I've been able to go and whisper in somebody's ear and tell that demon come up and come out in the name of Jesus without having to even raise my voice. Because the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of me, it's not me. It's the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of me that gives me that authority. The authority has been delegated to us in the body of Christ to do those things. And we have to get comfortable with walking and operating in that. But that's a whole nother message. And it says, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Now, you see, when the anointing of God and the glory of God is present, the spirit of darkness will begin to, it gets uncomfortable, and it will manifest itself. Eventually, it will manifest itself. I use myself as a personal testimony. When I'm ministering, the anointing is on me in a special, in a great and a mighty way, and things begin to happen in the services. And then in my personal life, occasionally, people get a little uncomfortable around me, and they don't know why they're getting uncomfortable around me. But it's because they have something in them that, and there's a spiritual conflict going on that we can't see. But if they have something in them that shouldn't be, eventually it will begin to rise up and begin to manifest itself. And then we have to deal with it accordingly. I've had to deal with it in my personal life accordingly. And says, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, leave us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? We know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. You're the Son of God. Demons know who you are in the spiritual realm. They know when you truly are a true believer. They really do. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Jesus said, shut up. Come out of him. And it says, and when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out. Now, see, part of what's wrong with the contemporary church, we don't want this manifestation to happen. We don't want people to be afraid. We don't want to see this happen. And it might mess around and be your assistant pastor, preacher, whoever. It might be somebody of prominence that is crying out, that is being delivered, and this demon is manifesting. Demonic manifest. This stuff is real, saints. It is real. It says, when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, it came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he, even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. The Bible declares, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. We have been given delegated authority to engage the kingdom of darkness when we are confronted with it. A lot of times we don't want to deal with it. You know, we don't want to engage. Now, everything is not demonic. I'm not telling you everything that is happening is demonic. A lot of times, majority of it is just the works of the flesh, but there's also a corresponding spirit that's happening and going on behind in the spiritual realm. And you need to be able to say, in the name of Jesus, you lying spirit, I command you to leave. I command you to go. You lying spirit, you the spirit of deception. I command you to go in Jesus' name. And you're going to say, well, I'm not Jesus. No, but we've been given the same authority. The same Holy Spirit is in Jesus Christ dwells on the inside of us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And it says, they were amazed. Insomuch that they questioned him, said, what is this? When did I say, what is it? It said, the Spirit, and immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region of Galilee. They had never seen anyone confront the demonic. And so here's the thing. They were not in denial. They recognized that people were in demonic bondage, that people needed to be delivered and set free. That's one thing. We're in denial. We want, oh, no. We don't want to say anybody's in bondage. We don't want to say anybody might have something dwelling on the inside of them. That's the problem. The same, the people, the street people that you see, they're demonically bound. Why do you think Jesus gave the charge? When he called the 12 apostles, he says, go out and cast out devils. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Why? Because people were in bondage and captivity. What? When Jesus died on the cross, what happened? Everything just left? No. That's what we see happening in the people that are living in the streets. People that are drunk on drugs. There's a spirit of drug addiction. It is a spirit of addiction. Just like people have an addiction to pornography, it is an addiction. People that are bound by a spirit of perversion, it is a spirit of perversion. And because we don't have enough power and anointing of dwelling on the inside of us to say in the name of Jesus or to preach the gospel to where people, when they hear it, they recognize, oh, wait a minute. This is a demonic stronghold operating in my life, and I need to be delivered and set free from this. And I need to get to a place of worship or get around a man of God, a man of faith that has the authority to say in the name of Jesus, be free. In the name of Jesus, come out.
Okay. And it says, and forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of fever, and they told him right away. And he came and he took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at evening when the sun did set, look at this now, because they said, wait a minute. There's somebody that can pray for the sick and the sick are being healed. I need to get to that place. You see, we don't need another hype. We don't need another marketing strategy. What the churches need, we need the power of the Holy Ghost to be flowing through individuals that when people come to the place of worship, they will have a divine encounter with God, that their lives will be changed. Too many churches have been built on the wisdom of man and not the power of God. And that's what we need. We need the power of God. We need the glory of God. We need people to have a divine encounter with God himself. And it says, in the evening when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were the word possessed should be demonized with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. Everybody coming to the crib to get delivered and get set free. You know, when the Lord released me in the ministry, people used to come to our apartment. You know, they came. I was praying for people in my living room. I was casting out devils in my living room. I was praying for people to get healed in my, because they said, you know what? There's a place that you can go. This man is praying and people are being healed. People are being delivered. God is doing something. People would show up. But we couldn't even feel the people. We didn't even have enough room in my apartment because people said, oh, my gosh. And it wasn't me. It was the power and the glory of God. So I can relate to this passage of scripture. It wasn't the whole city. But a lot of folk were showing up when we had a prayer meeting. They could say something's going to happen. And it says, and he healed many that were sick of various diseases. And he cast out many demons. And he allowed not the demons to speak because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed, because Jesus had a life of prayer. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him, and when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for you. And he said unto them, let us go unto the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore I came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all of Galilee, and he cast out demons. The engagement, saints. It was all about delivering and setting the captives free. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power to set the oppressed free. Jesus came to deliver us and set us free. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus Christ is Lord. His return is imminent. The Spirit of God moves you to bless the ministry financially. Please be obedient to that. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. His return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Love you.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.